How many of you have had that Zacchaeus moment? That surprise encounter with an awe-inspiring person? Maybe it was the President of the United States. Maybe it was some sports hero. Maybe it was our Holy Father, Pope Benedict the 16th. Or maybe even our pastor, Father Gregory. In our gospel today, Jesus is making his way through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. And as he was passing through Jericho, he encounters Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, a man of much wealth, but few friends. Tax collectors were the goons, if you will, of the Roman government. They had to raise X amount of shekels, and Rome didn't care how they did it. It was clearly in the interest of tax collectors to squeeze everything they could from the people, even deceiving people into paying higher taxes that were owed. That Zacchaeus was very rich says a great deal about how he was discharging his duties. And it's no wonder that the Jews despised the Romans and their Jewish friends who sold out to the Roman establishment. One wonders what it cost Zacchaeus to become the chief tax collector. What values had he compromised? What people had he defrauded? What relationships had been sacrificed? So there's Zacchaeus, the smallest tax collector of them all. He's too short to catch a glimpse of Jesus in the crowd. So he runs ahead and, like a child, puts aside all decorum and climbs a sycamore tree to see Jesus. We don't know why Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Maybe it was curiosity. Or perhaps Zacchaeus was trying to see if Jesus might be the answer to the question of his life. Or maybe Zacchaeus just wanted to see and hear this awe-inspiring person, this man Jesus, in the flesh. By climbing the tree, Zacchaeus opens himself to meeting Jesus. And Jesus responds by inviting Zacchaeus to hurry down from the tree as fast as he can, because Jesus must stay at his house. My friends, when Jesus saw Zacchaeus in the tree, he invited himself into the outsider's life, into the intimacy of friendship. And Jesus establishes a bond of love with a man of questionable character and transforms Zacchaeus into a man who repents and radically changes his life. Jesus sees in this man, Zacchaeus, one whose heart is ready to move in a new direction. Although the house belongs to Zacchaeus, his home, the real home into which Jesus invites him is the kingdom of God. And there, Jesus is the host. So Jesus reaches out to befriend an outsider and a sinner. And so delighted was Zacchaeus at Jesus' visit that he is willing to change, to give half of his possessions to the poor, and to offer restitution that far exceeds what is required. Whatever his physical stature, he now stands spiritually tall. It's in a private conversation that the real Zacchaeus emerges. The rich man becomes merciful. Today, Zacchaeus went out on a limb, pun intended, to find Jesus, and found himself embraced by forgiveness and the promise of salvation. Brothers and sisters, today Jesus asks us to hurry down from our sycamore trees because he wants to stay at our house. Jesus doesn't ask us where we live or what's for dinner. He's not concerned about whether our house is immaculately vacuumed and dirt-free. But Jesus is adamant about one thing, his intent to stay at our house, the home of our heart. Then the truth begins to dawn on us. We who only wanted to see what Jesus was like never expected that Jesus would stay at our house, that he would actually want to spend time with us in our own house today. My friends, because Jesus so often encounters people who are despised and stays with sinners and offers them hospitality, questions are surely raised for us who are church. With whom should we eat? And who should come into the reign of God? But my friends, those aren't Jesus' questions. Those are our questions. The hospitality that Jesus offers us reduces our questions to insignificance. Sinners become friends, the lost are found, and all are restored to their rightful place as children, not merely of Abraham, but of God. And God's willingness to reach out to the sinner is also seen in our first reading from the Book of Wisdom. Because God loves what he has created, he is also merciful to it, as Christ was merciful to Zacchaeus. Even sinners couldn't exist if God hadn't created them and shared his life-giving spirit with them. Because it's God's desire that sinners abandon their wickedness and believe. Like Zacchaeus, we have been called and invited to open ourselves to the Lord who is coming so he can extend to us the riches of our own hospitality. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we can find ourselves up a tree, if you will, even in our relationship with God. This is why Jesus still comes into our lives to bring salvation to our house.
Amen.
In our own humble efforts at kindness and understanding, and through our acts of generosity and forgiveness, we can bring to our own homes the salvation that Jesus brings to the house of Zacchaeus. So today, Jesus calls us in the same way as Zacchaeus, to respond to the love of God in whatever way we can, and to enable others to do the same. This is what's especially poignant as we celebrate this rite of welcome and acceptance to these, our catechumens and candidates, that reality of God's call, his call of love. And today, in a special way, Jesus invites us, regardless of how evil we are or how hopeless our situation may be, just to take a step toward God. And if we do that, we will be met more than halfway by a God who lives to love, to heal, and to save. My friends, in just a few moments, we will have that surprise and awe-inspiring and profound encounter with Jesus in the sacrament of his body and blood. Brothers and sisters, today, the same Jesus who came to seek out and save the lost calls us to come down from our perches and invites himself to dinner. Amen.